RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. What's up? Monday morning, back from the holiday break. Lots to get to. Lots of fun to have. Double the Inside the Locker Room fun today. We'll give you post-game reaction from UVA. Commonwealth Cup winners. We said, get them now, because you may not get them again for a while. They got them now. They got everything bouncing their way on Saturday night. Late night in Berkeley, California. SMU loses to a team that doesn't have a coach. The ACC's got a five-way tie for second place. And all of a sudden, UVA's just got to beat Duke to make the college football playoff. What a charmed existence the Wahoos are living. We'll take you to a cold Scott Stadium. Relive that night. We'll count you down. Who's talking tonight at 6 o'clock? VCU basketball goes 2-1 in the Bahamas. Very nice week for them, keeping their at-large hopes alive. Got the win they needed to have against South Florida. Puts themselves in the winner's bracket. Lost to Vandy. That's all right. Vandy's a really good team. Very much like the NC State loss. That one will age just fine. And then the win over Virginia Tech. A lot of hype around Nioklas Evdalis. Neo cooled down a little bit by the VCU defense. Here's the beauty of being an NBA prospect, though. Nothing you do in college matters. If you're an NBA prospect or an NBA prospect, he'll be just fine. We'll watch him throughout the year. But certainly a 1-2 weekend in Atlantis for Virginia Tech is going to cool down a little bit of that hype, at least for now. James Franklin's your football coach, so we're not going to disparage Virginia Tech too much because they got good things coming on the horizon. Of course, NFL football weekend. And we were in Landover late last night, early this morning, talking to the players at 11 o'clock. We'll go inside the locker room with the Washington Commanders after a 27-26 overtime loss. In as they missed the two-point conversion, as the pass got batted down, I thought, some of y'all are really going to like this. Because when we go into bad team mode, there's a couple things you want to see. You want to see development. You want to see young guys grow. You saw a little bit of that last night. You saw some very nice performances from some youngsters. You also If you're a certain kind of fan, get fired up for draft position. To achieve both goals in one night is going to make some of you happy. Now, I am very much still team win football games for two important reasons. One is you've got a quarterback. The reason to chase a high draft pick is so you can get your quarterback of the future. They've got their quarterback of the future. He's Jaden Daniels. He's going to be here for a long time to come, I believe. I think I'm still buying long-term Jaden Daniels stock. Number two reason is you've got to build some momentum with this crew coming down the stretch. There's a big difference between a 7-win season and a 4-win season, especially the way you get there. And I think for this group, finding a way to win a couple, especially game against the Giants, Cowboys on Christmas, next Sunday, 6 days away, Commanders in Minnesota to play the Vikings and the pirate ship. Those are the kind of wins that calm down the temperature, that cool things down when we enter the off season. And especially if Jaden Daniels comes back this week, and Dan Quinn alluded to it at the end of his press conference. We got reinforcements coming. There's cavalry coming around the hill. And you saw a little bit of that. Terry McLaurin, what a gamer. It was very clear from the get-go Terry McLaurin was on a snap count. He'd come in, everybody would chant his name, they'd throw the ball to him, he would exit the game, rinse, wash, repeat. He got 8 targets during regulation. That's a full game's worth of work, but they didn't give him a full game's worth of work. And then in overtime, the gloves came off. The rules got tossed out the window. Every pass was to Terry or Zach Ertz, as it should have been. What a chaotic football game. Let's take a second to start there. Cold, windy, blustery night. Two completely insane, unhinged interceptions. One from Marcus Mariota. That is how you say it. That's correct. Chris Collinsworth knows his stuff. Mariota, of course, is what most people call him. Mariota is the correct pronunciation, actually, of his last name. Tyrod Taylor, Bijan Robinson would all like a word on this topic. Sometimes you get swept into pop culture. He threw a no-look interception in plus territory, driving in for the touchdown, that I think will go down as one of the worst interceptions of the season by an NFL quarterback. And then not to be outdone, Bo Nix, second half, just throws the ball straight to Bobby Wagner. You watch the replay and you're like, did Bobby disguise his cover? No, Bobby's just standing there. Did he not see Bobby? How could he have not seen Bobby? He's staring right at him as he throws the football. What was he thinking? I don't know what he was thinking. Sprinkle in a little of the officiating chaos that has come to define the NFL this season. Probably incorrect intentional grounding. Broncos were charged for an extra timeout. They probably shouldn't have been at the end of the first half. The coin toss there, Tress Way just kind of took charge, decided he was going to declare all the things on the coin toss. That's a good football game. That's entertainment. That's good value for your bad football team entertainment dollar right there. Ton of Broncos fans, of course, took over Northwest Stadium. But I thought the Commanders fans were loud. I thought they made a nice atmosphere. It wasn't, you know, the Cowboys take over, the Steelers take over, anything like that. I thought there was a lot to like. The question always on days like this, is it a moral victory? Do you believe in moral victories, MP? And yes, I absolutely believe in moral victories. I think that one's going to sting because it was Mariota's last game. That one's going to sting because Jaden's coming back. I think that was an opportunity for him to kind of kickstart the things are good again portion of the season, and for him to not get that pass off. And yeah, he credited the Broncos, and I agree. Great defense by the Broncos to defend that last play. It's the NFL. It's any given Sunday, and they gave it their all to the final whistle. I had a great catch, Treylon Burks. You had some really nice defensive plays. That defensive line getting home. I was not willing to do the polar plunge into the pool with y'all after the Miami game. Oh, Dan Quinn, so much better. Dan Quinn calling the plays. Look how good that defense is. I think when we do Commanders Rewind tomorrow, I think I'm going to say that Dan Quinn defense was pretty doggone good. Pressure up front, Will Harris in the back burned a couple times very prominently, but there were very few explosive plays, big plays. When those happened, they were more missed tackles, which I'll always chalk up to the individual, not the coaching scheme. Way more missed tackles than missed assignments. Still some frustrating third and longs, and that's just kind of the cost of doing business. Players who probably aren't good enough to start on a lot of teams in the NFL. And that's something they'll address this offseason. That's something something we'll have a lot of time to discuss with you in February, in March, in April, in May, etc. as we get ready for the next season. But in this season right now, still playing for wins, still playing for that excitement, still playing to grow. And I think everybody assumes Jane Daniels come back this week. So Dan Quinn will address reporters at 3:30 today. Grant and Danny will be on our airwaves at that time. They'll let you know what DQ says. We're expecting Jane Daniels returns to practice with an eye towards playing in Minnesota this weekend. If Noah Brown comes back, if Terry gets released to do a little bit more, I think there's a lot of really good reasons for optimism around this football team right now. And I think it's hard not to watch that game and think, you know, one of the things I've said through the whole losing streak was you don't need to fire Dan Quinn midseason because the guys are still fighting for him. I think we can still have an honest discussion about it after the year and who's available and who's going where. I also think Cliff Kingsbury continues to work outside of his comfort zone in a lot of productive ways. And that productive way yesterday was you just really committing to the running game in a way that Cliff Kingsbury doesn't like to do. Mariota, 10 attempts. C-Rod, 11 rushes. Jeremy McNichols, 6 rushes. Bill with a 4-rush package as they ease him back in. Of course, Mariota with his 50 passes. That's always going to be the bread and butter. But you saw Cliff Kingsbury continue to commit to the run. Not his thing. Those aren't his offenses. But he's adapting to the personnel. He's adapting to who they have. And the offensive line is good enough. And we don't need to have the Jaden debate today. I've weighed in on the Jaden debate. I think he should play as soon as he's healthy. He's got a good enough offensive line. You saw Zach Ertz still has it. Terry's still got it. A lot of good talent out there on the football field for Jaden to work with as he comes back. So we'll get the Dan Quinn update 3:30 today. We'll relay that on to you then. Bo Nix on the other side. Man, this AFC playoff picture is a wild one. Who do you like right now in the AFC? The best team in the AFC, by record, is the Patriots, who are playing tonight, and the Denver Broncos. I love Mike Vrabel. I think he's a really good coach, and I think he was a great hire in New England. Is that team ready for prime time? We'll find out. Is Bo Nix ready for prime time? Pretty definitively, no. I saw a lot of missteps, a lot of missed throws, and it was a game where Sean Payton was trying to get him to feel good, and it just didn't happen. Got questions around them. How can you not have questions around the Indianapolis Colts, especially after losing yesterday? Who's going to win in the AFC? Who's going to win the AFC North? The Bengals are 2 games out right now, and they're 4-8. And Aaron Rodgers is already back to blaming the receivers. So excited to get back to Aaron Rodgers' story time out at his post-game press conferences. We've missed that on this show. Great Sunday of NFL football coming off. 3 upset Thanksgiving and then a Black Friday upset as well. So we've got plenty to break down with you. We'll go inside the Commanders locker room at 11 o'clock this morning. UVA Tech in the Commonwealth Cup. We'll take that on. And do I have thoughts about Lane Kiffin? Come on. Y'all know me. I got thoughts about Lane Kiffin. That's the best story going in sports. Zero doubt about it. We'll weigh in on that as well. Should be a fun show. Thanks for joining us. Back to work on this Monday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Now, Monday morning. Get back to work, everybody. Holiday's over. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Got to have an hour left with you before we send you off to AWOD Radio at Capitol Ale House. Breaking down the Commanders. I know AWOD will have some thoughts as well. I'll be curious. I don't think AWOD's a moral victory guy. That sure checked a lot of boxes, though. Defensive improvement. I was a little slow to pick up on that coming out of Miami. I was a little slow on the hype train, but I saw it last night. I saw a strong defensive line play, and you see a roster that's just not quite ready for prime time yet. And that's going to be Adam Peters' job this offseason. I had to get an emergency long snapper. Don't have the emergency long snapper every day. It's always an adventure with these guys. Did not allow the 56-yard field goal early. That kind of set the tone. Jake Moody converted game two opportunities, 38 and 32. Hit them both. I think it was the correct call to not give Jake Moody a 56-yard field goal as his first kick with the Commanders. They were going to go right back. Toss the fish right back in the pond as soon as you catch it. I think it was good to set him up for success. And also, I'm allowed to be frustrated that the Commanders have spent $5 million on kickers this year and can't make a kick from 56 yards, which is an achievable NFL distance. And also, look, games go differently. Decisions are made differently. 3 points would have been nice to have at the end of the game, I guess is all I'm saying. Would have made a difference in the final outcome of this one. Commanders fall to the Broncos on a wild NFL Sunday that has posed more questions than it offered answers, coming off a holiday run, 4 games, 4 upsets across Thursday and Friday. Trend continues. The Panthers beat the Rams. Do we need to take the Panthers seriously? Do we need to take the Rams less seriously? These are fair questions moving forward. Texans beat the Colts. Don't look now. The Texans are 1 game back of the Colts with the tiebreaker. And now all of a sudden, a little sweating in Indy. We know Houston's good. We know they've got weapons. That's for real now. Jets get a win. That's what kind of day it was in the NFL. New York Jets out here getting wins. Seahawks, man, shut out the Vikings. Vikings are 4-8. Commanders are 3-9. That's your matchup next week. If Jaden Daniels plays, I think he will. Dan Quinn will update us at 3:30 today. If he plays, I think that's a game that's a measuring stick game as good as any late in the season. Full rest for both teams, close to full roster for both teams. Two disappointing seasons. Offensively, the Vikings are stoppable, especially after watching them shut down the Broncos. Great opportunity for Dan Quinn to get right. Also, here's what you know about this. We lived this life for a lot of years. Also, the Commanders have, or the Vikings have this game circled. This is a winnable game for us in the midst of a very tough schedule. And they've come off of games. This is their last, since their bye in week 6, this has been the Vikings' schedule. Eagles, Chargers, Lions, Ravens, Bears, Packers, Seahawks. There have been no breathers. They got this game circled against the Commanders. We can win this game. It's important for us to get some momentum. They're on a 4-game losing streak. Commanders are on a 7-game losing streak. It is an opportunity for one of the teams to get momentum. It's an opportunity for one of the teams to build a little something going towards the offseason. Two coaches who I think can feel fairly secure in their futures. As you know, I'm trying to initiate the Dan Quinn conversation. As you know, nobody's following me in initiating the Dan Quinn conversation. That's okay. I don't need to be right every time. I can be wrong sometimes. I can handle it. But if you tell me you can either lose out the Commanders this season, you can lose out and have second or third overall draft pick, or win out and have the 15th draft pick, I'm winning out. I'm not throwing in the towel yet. There will come a point in time where I would change my mind on the answer to that question closer to the end of the season. Right now, Jaden Daniels coming back. The best team, best thing this football team can do is continue to press forward, is continue to get better, win football games, build momentum, and go into the offseason. Now, here's the other, from an Adam Peters perspective, here's the other thing that's important. This is a really old team. We've discussed that at length. Was that a good idea? I think in retrospect, it was not a good idea. And also, you only have but so many draft picks. These guys don't draft in the second round next year. These guys don't draft in the fourth round next year. You got 5 draft picks. You got more than 5 holes. They're going to have to plug those holes by signing free agents. Free agents, stick with me here, are old. They're going to have to put some old people on this football roster. And that is an inevitability. There are a finite number of veteran free agents. Guys like Von Miller, guys like Zach Ertz a couple of years ago. Where they choose to sign is really heavily influenced, both by the culture in that place, and also their chances of winning, or their perceived chances of winning. If you can roll off some wins with Jaden Daniels, you are a more attractive offseason destination to other team, to other players. And you're going to need some of those guys if you want to be competitive next year. And you know, I'll channel AWOD for a minute. I'm not saying this is the most important offseason in Washington Commanders history, but he's got 4 years on a rookie contract, y'all. Jaden Daniels plays 4 years on the rookie contract. After that, he's going to make silly bank. Jaden Daniels is going to make $70 million a year. Just make peace with that right now. Hear that number? It is Lane Kiffin money, right? Like, it is crazy money out there. Jaden Daniels is going to make $70 million a year. Right now, he doesn't because he's on the rookie deal. You're halfway through that. You got 2 more bites at this apple where you can invest however much you want to invest in having a great team around Jaden Daniels. It's not impossible after that, but it gets a lot harder. And you're going to want to push some chips into the middle of this offseason to give Jaden the best chance at a great third season, at bouncing back, at being the kind of franchise guy who you want to give a long-term deal to and make a Commander for a very long time. Other piece of information we got to get on Jaden Daniels is he going to stay healthy. That is equally important, and only way to find that out is by playing. He's got his full offensive line. He's got his tight ends. He's got his protection. Can he protect himself when he comes back? I think that's the most important question for Jaden Daniels. We'll hang with you for one more segment. Busy sports weekend. We'll try to tie a bow on all of it. On the other side, Bob Chesney to UCLA. What does it mean for JMU? Where do we stand in the college football playoff? We'll dive into that before we send you off to AWOD Radio. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan.
Number two,
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for the Commanders. And Richmond, are we excited again, y'all? Are we excited to be the home of the Commanders again? I don't know. Back-to-back overtime losses. Read that two different ways. Here's the optimist in me. They're getting waxed before that. That's a step forward. Also, you're never going to catch me say, it's just the Denver Broncos. That's a team with a lot of wins. Played them hard to the finish. That's a team that does some things really well. I think specifically, they run the ball really well. And they didn't last night. Now, I do think a part of that was, I think Sean Payton decided this was an opportunity for him to get Bo Nix some stats, get Bo Nix some comfort, put him in some winning time situations, to paraphrase a coach we know, Dan Quinn. And I don't think he passed that test, to be perfectly blunt with you, but I think that was a part of it. But also when they ran the ball, these guys shut him down. Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, they were moving up front. The big boys took care of business. I was very pleased by what I saw. I think it was a fantastic effort up front by the defensive line. I think you're getting strides in the secondary. I think there's a way to go. You'll hear Dan Quinn say that in just a second because we're going inside the locker room, as we do on Mondays after games here on The Fan. A late night game, a little overtime. Do you root for the Commanders, MP? Do you love the Commanders? Are they your team? Are the Chiefs still your team? Look, I root for MP. MP's trying to drive home on Highway 95 after the game. He doesn't need any overtime in his life. That said, that was a pretty fun finish right there. If you're gonna do overtime, get your money's worth. We got our money's worth out of that one. Thrilling finish. There are other journalists in the room with me also asking questions. One of the questions that kept being asked was, what'd you think of going for two at the end of overtime? And I didn't think about that. Like, there was only one correct decision there. If you don't go for two, if you kick the extra point, there's 4 minutes left in overtime. The Broncos have the ball, and a field goal wins the game. That's not even a viable play at all. This isn't even like the two-point conversion debate when you're up nine, like in Philly, which we'll get to at some point. But this is just an obvious one. You always go for two in that situation. You kick the ball to Denver, your chances of winning are pretty close to zero. Your chances of tying the game are better if you can hold them from getting into field goal range if they miss the kick. You're essentially playing for a tie at that point. Why play for a tie when you can play for a win? Great call by Dan Quinn. Great call on the play. Great play by the Broncos defensively. And sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team. Sometimes they make the play instead of your team making the play. And that's sports. That's how it works. But the Commanders, I think, could be proud of their effort in the trenches on both sides. Nick Benito, who had the really dumb penalty early in the game. Loved that because they hardly ever call the guy who instigates. Usually it's the guy who retaliates. The refs got it right on that one. That was exciting. Benito comes back, makes a play, end of the game. That's the Broncos for you. They win one-score games, eight of them so far this season. Dan Quinn addressed that. He addressed the mood of the team. He addressed a lot of other things. Before we get to the players, here's Washington Commanders coach Dan Quinn.
Yeah, I felt that way at the end for sure, to say, hey, this is like, there was no hesitation. Like, this is how we're going to go attack. Obviously, at this, you know, in the first drive, you got to get a, you know, stop to a field goal and not get the one, but they made their plays too. So, like I said, I thought leaving the field, I thought, man, this was two teams going for it. I felt that way. It felt like a battle. I loved the sideline. I loved, you know, like back and forth trading punches. Sometimes you take one, sometimes you're given one. And I told the team, you know, like, if we do those things and we hit those standards, it's not going to stay like this. And so I like the week of preparation, and That's just how we got to go get it done.
Some of those things that you've talked about wanting to see from your defense over the last few weeks, the speed, the energy, do you feel like those are starting to show on the field?
I was pleased with, for the most part, in the run game. I thought this has been a team that's been able to get down the edge. That's been one of the things that we haven't done as well, so I wanted to make sure we could do that. So that part felt good. I was good to get the takeaway from Wags. I thought that was one to, you know, create momentum and go, and we'll need to continue to work that part. But, there was progress, you know, that I think that's made certainly in the run game. And we got plenty of room to grow into that. But having Will Harris back, that was a big deal for us. This guy's tough. He's a great communicator. So I really felt the energy and the toughness of the guys.
Could you feel impact on the offense at all?
I could. And just the playmaking ability. I think that's really what it comes down to. Like, you need a, you know, here's a guy in those spaces that, you know, catches the ones to go inside. I thought the run and the run action was going to be a big part of this game. Denver's got a fantastic D, you know, guys at all levels. So there, we knew there would be some runs that would be 1-0. Could you get, you know, a 10 and 8? But also, hopefully, that you'd have some run actions off of that, you know, on the early downs, because you didn't want to get back into a drop back game against them. Like, that's how they want to play, and these guys can go eat. And so we didn't want to play that way. So thought the screen game, the runs, the run action, and I like how that feels and looks anyway with where we're at.
And could you just describe what you thought of Burke's touchdown catch? Maybe a little bit about what his opportunity is here.
Yeah. His hunger index is high. Like, this is a guy who's wanting to prove it. And there's always a space for that type of competitor here. Coming in, man, like, this was a fresh space, and to see him express how important it is, how hard he wants to go compete, like, it's been cool to see. Everybody's got a journey, you know, and sometimes they start one way and doesn't have to, you know, stay that way. And coming here, I felt nothing but intensity from him to go, and then even with his finger, okay, is it going to be out longer? Nope. And so if you saw the stitches when you come out, I think there's no way this guy's playing next week. And then all of a sudden he's got a big splint on it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm playing. And so I like that, because it shows this is important, man. Like, he wants to be able to do that. And I just think there's always a space for that type of competitor here. So I feel that from him. And I didn't honestly get a chance to see the catch yet, but he made one in practice the other day. Man, he like came out of the ground to go catch it. He must have been, you know, 3 feet in the air on a 2-minute drill against the D. So I'm not surprised, but I feel his size and his length. You know, this is a big, strong competitor. When you stand next to him, you can feel, man, this is a big dude.
You know, you can be honest about what this team is. They're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, whatever that means to you. Nothing to me. Obviously, they weren't going to rally and make the playoffs from here, although crazier things have happened, of course, see 2012. But this wasn't a team that was going to make the playoffs. This is a team that's developing for the future. And anybody you can give snaps to, who it might be irresponsible to give those snaps to in a normal flow of business situation, I think that's a good thing coming in. And Treylon Burks, I think, perfectly fits that criteria. You know, you're looking to find some other guys there as well. Burks, first-round draft pick by the Titans in 2022. Didn't pan out. You're trying to do a reverse Emmanuel Forbes here, right? A reverse Cam Curl. Take a guy who couldn't develop in somebody else's organization, turn him into a star. And he's got a level head. And Dan Quinn, you heard him talking about it. He gets in at 6 a.m. It doesn't mean he'll succeed. That's the thing about the NFL. There's a lot of guys who do everything right and don't succeed. But I will ride with a guy like that any day and give him some opportunities, especially late in a season like this. And dang, if he didn't have the coolest catch I've seen in a very long time. It's fun to go to the ballpark when you see things like that. Jaw dropper of a catch. We chatted with him after the game.
See a replay of that catch?
Nah. I mean, other than in my head. Yeah.
What did it look like in your head?
I saw the ball, and I was like, I'm going to catch this thing, and that's what I did.
I know you all don't really traffic in silver linings, but to have, like, a highlight play like that and to have a really close game like that in the middle of a losing streak, what does that do for the locker room?
I just say, you know, we're just going to keep fighting. Just keep going out there each day at practice, getting better, and eventually it's going to turn around. And that's why we just keep on, you know, busting our butts, and we're going to get better.
When you caught it, did you think it was going to be something special? I mean,
nah, to me, it's just making a play for the team, honestly.
And that was your hand you had the surgery on,
yep.
right?
Yep.
How has that impacted you? Have you had to kind of practice working with that?
My hand slowed me down. Just go out there and catch the ball.
Did you do anything special to get ready?
No, I just buddy taped it and was ready to go.
Have you been briefed on the commotion it's caused?
Honestly, I literally just got out the shower and even picked up my phone.
You haven't even checked your phone yet?
No, but I'm not the type. I'm not the type that'll sit there and stroll on the internet. I kind of stay away from that. But, you know, players make plays.
No, appreciate it.
He's not watching. He's not a big internet guy. We should all take lessons from Treylon Burks that have nothing to do with football at all, just with being less of an internet guy. I'm rooting for him. It'd be a really fun success story. A couple more here before we wrap up. Inside the locker room with the Washington Commanders, on your home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, John Bates asked about kind of where it went wrong this season, where it can get back on track. Here's tight end John Bates inside the locker room.
You know, I can't really think of anything falling off short, but, you know, this game comes down to winning time moments and just being able to capitalize when the time comes.
Is there anything to back-to-back overtime games, you know, after the margins have been bigger to force overtime twice in a row?
Yeah, you know, defense is stepping up and making plays and getting stops when we need to, which has been awesome. And offensively, you know, we've been able to move the ball and get into the red zone and score when we needed to in this game. And so, you know, not everything's lost, and we have a good team, and we're going to keep fighting and keep pushing.
Appreciate it.
No player will ever tell you, as John Bates, by the way, tight end for the Commanders, no player will ever tell you that there's a moral victory. They're always going to act like, you know, should have had the play, should have made more happen. That felt like a moral victory team, crowd, fan base moment. I think the Commanders fans walked away pretty happy. And some of them love protecting the draft capital while also getting some good work in, while also falling one play short after a really spirited comeback. Chatted with Quan Martin on the defense. He kind of echoed Dan Quinn's thoughts. Yes, the defense has improved, no question. And, yeah, we got a long way to go. Here's Quan Martin inside the locker room.
A couple of games now, you guys have forced overtime in. You know, DQ had taken over the play call. Do you feel like you're making the steps forward that you'd hoped you would in this stretch?
I think every week, you know, we just try to get better. Try to improve from the week before, correct things that you see on tape, and just, you know, put an emphasis on the defense. A lot of guys fly around and just play fast.
Do you feel like you're getting that speed that, you know, they think, you know, you guys have kind of turned that corner, you're doing what coach wants to see?
Yeah, definitely, man, especially like these last 2 weeks. I think as a defense, you know, we just played a whole lot better, and, you know, it sucks not to get the win, but I think, you know, just taking steps in the right direction.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That's Quan Martin. He's a safety for the Washington Commanders inside the locker room after last night's 27-26 overtime loss to the Denver Broncos. We got plenty more show for you. We'll get back to the Commonwealth Cup, more on the Commanders, more of everything that you love in the world of sports. Hazel producing this morning was at the game yesterday. We'll dive into that. We'll wait until tomorrow to grill Hazel on the Northwest Stadium experience, which is obviously the premier football experience for anybody who's ever experienced football in a stadium before. I kid, of course. Scott Stadium's a lovely place, though. We were there as well. Busy sports weekend. We'll get you out to Charlottesville as well. Take you up to AWOD Radio at 12 o'clock. Live from Capitol Ale House. You're listening to 910 The Fan. All right.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let's bring this thing home. Charlie Puth is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. This is good halftime shows you're going to get, I guess, out of NBC. It was either that or Jason Garrett is going to talk about things. One of the two. I'll watch. Sign me up. I'll watch the Super Bowl. But that pushes me over the top. I was considering it. I'm in. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl now. We'll take the show out to San Francisco for 5 days on location. GP and I were talking about that. Grant Paulson of Grant and Danny is, of course, on at 3 o'clock today on The Fan. He said, I'm curious what Radio Row will be because we were in New Orleans last year. We were in Vegas the year before that. Noted celebrity towns. San Francisco, well, has a lot of very nice things going for it. Not known as a celebrity town, right? We were in LA 4 years ago. Celebrity town. It's kind of the first non-celebrity town to host the Super Bowl in the multimedia, let's call it the podcast era. Last Super Bowl in San Francisco was 10 years ago. It's a very different world then. I was filing dispatches for a daily newspaper. That's not really a thing that happens anymore in America. What will it be? I'm excited to find out with you. Hopefully we get some great local ties. Hopefully we get some great stories. I'll be excited to be partying and making great radio with you all week long out there. Maybe we'll pay Bob Chesney a visit. James Madison's coach headed to UCLA once his JMU season ends. This is not a Lane Kiffin, by the way. I'm still mad about the Lane Kiffin thing. You can't ask to coach your team for the rest of the season and then leave for the rival school. No. No. And I think it is beneath Nick Saban to carry that water on ESPN. I didn't say it was beneath Kirk Herbstreit. You didn't hear me say that. I says beneath Nick Saban to carry that water on ESPN. He knows better. He's lived better. And he would never, ever allow that as an administrator. That's disappointing to me. Bob Chesney is getting a promotion in the same way that in the NFL. If you're assistant coach, you get hired as a head coach, you finish the season with the team you're at. Bob Chesney has a legit path to the college football playoff now. Outside of all the arguing, outside of all the jockeying and the bantering and the positioning, outside of all the arguing about the American that Awad and I love to do, they've got a path now. And that is a Duke win over UVA on Saturday. And I think we all agree JMU's in the college football playoff. Now, JMU actually still has to win the Sun Belt title game, which they're hosting Friday night in Harrisonburg. That's going to be a ton of fun. You've been talking about cold games. I attended two cold football games this weekend. I think that's going to be a cold football game Friday night in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I also know that fan base is going to show up and show out as they always do. And I think for JMU, this is where you can make the mistake. And I'll use the basketball analogy. This is when, you remember when Will Wade left and it was, we got to get our forever guy, right? We're tired of being the Wade station. We're tired of being the lily pad that you jump on to get to the better thing. That's when they hired Mike Rhodes. I think that's probably the one Ed would want back if he got to have one back. I think that there's something to be said for just being known as the destination. You got to hire somebody every 2 years. George Mason made the Final Four. Decided to, instead of continuing to develop young talent, go with the retread. You saw how that ended. All of a sudden, Paul Hewitt's in there. All of a sudden, they fade, and George Mason's not heard from for 10 years. Now they got a young guy in there with energy, and he's getting it back on track. That's the JMU situation. I would just encourage it, because there's going to be a faction of that JMU fan base that says, go hire a Philip Montgomery, right? A guy who's been there, done that, has climbed to the top of the mountain, is climbing back down, is going to spend 7 or 8 stable good years with us. And it's a good program. The resources are good. I would caution against that. I think as painful as it is, I think you got to freshen back up every 2 years. I think you got to go back and find the next thing. I think Matt Roan's very capable of doing that, the athletic director there. His first big test since taking over as athletic director came in with a football program humming. You got to keep it humming now. He knows his job. He knows his role. It helps that there are fewer, not zero, but fewer NIL pressures at that Sun Belt level. Obviously, JMU aspires to bigger. They may get there someday. But for now, fewer NIL pressures at that level. But Bob Chesney to UCLA, he'll get an opportunity to compete against the best in the Big Ten. He'll get an opportunity to compete against Kurt Cignetti, former JMU coach. Maybe they'll meet in the playoffs. I think Indiana will get a bye, but crazier things have happened. Commonwealth Cup over the weekend. You've heard, if you missed it, rollback, 10:30. We went inside the locker room with UVA. UVA dominating win. I can't get over how bad Virginia Tech looked in a game I thought they would show some fight in. Gives me optimism for UVA. I think that was their last speed bump. I'll regret this. I've been waiting all show trying not to say this. I'm going to say it before Who's Talking gets to it at 6 o'clock tonight. I think UVA steamrolls Duke. I think UVA is the better team. I think Chandler Morris is rolling. That defense looked fantastic. They've beaten them once this year. I don't think there's any secrets to figure out that Duke is going to figure out between here and there. I could be wrong. It could be ACC chaos. You never bet against chaos in the ACC. But I think from a matchups perspective, this is all UVA. They should roll in this football game into the college football playoff. And now we're talking matchups. Who do you want? I tell you who I want if I'm a UVA fan. I want Texas A&M. I really do. I think that's a paper tiger. They didn't play anybody. They folded against Texas. I want to go to College Station. I want to score first. I want to take the air out of that crowd. I want to see if they turn on themselves, because I don't think they've faced anything like that. They had the Clemson game. Had to come back from 27 down. Not the Clemson. The South Carolina game. Had to come back from 27 down. I think that this would be a different beast. You know, that was at Columbia. I think you get them at home, push them down. You got a quarterback in Chandler Morris who's a Texas kid. I'm calling it. That's the team I want. Team I want the least. Indiana. Man, Signe's got those boys rolling. They're not going to overlook anybody. Whoever they play in the first round is going to get demolished. They're probably going to get the bye, so they'll get a better game. But Indiana, I think, would have an easy first-round victory this year. Waiting to see the committee, what they do. It'll be fun. Hey, why don't I debate that? Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back to a full week of fun with you guys. Commander's back to work. Dan Quinn will chat with reporters at 3:30 today, expecting to hear that Jaden Daniels on pace to be the team's QB1 going into Sunday's game at the Minnesota Vikings. Winnable football game in the Pirate Ship. Coming off of a wild one last night. Hopefully you're awake by now after shrugging off a late night with the Commanders. Heartbreaking loss, but a lot of positive things working for them as well. Awad will address those things, and he'll do it from Capitol Ale House because that's the kind of guy he is. He's up next for 3 hours. Grant and Danny will drive you home. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. Go online, search MP on the mic, subscribe, and we'll get beamed to you directly every day. We're back tomorrow. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.